Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business in the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Rich Gaiman is our guest. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Already had his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the publisher and the chief executive officer and the night watchman over at Mullings.com. He's the man that in fact he's the new spokesperson for the TCU Horned Frogs, and the Lizard Lobby is taking that school to task for their mascot, and Rich is now their new spokesperson, right, Rich?
That is exactly right. Horned Frogs need representation.
Bless too. The Lizard Lobby is coming after TCU, man. They're not going to let them keep that mascot forever. Hey, Rich, we got to talk about Ebola. I was looking at my notes. You were on the show about a month ago, a little more than a month ago. I was looking at my notes, and nowhere in my notes was the word Ebola.
Yeah.
In a matter of 4 to 5 weeks, look what has happened.
Yeah, that's how the word go. That's how the phrase "going viral" got its name.
Right.
And that it spreads like a virus.
But think
but
about
I,
this.
I was in Santa Fe the other night, and I was doing a speech, and somebody said, "Well, you know, what are the big issues here in the last 2 weeks?" I said, "You know, I think we know what they are now, but the thing that you have to remember is, right after the presidential election in 2012, if I would have said, here's a list of 1,000 things, pick the three that you think are going to be, you know, a big deal in the run-up to the election, I guarantee you nobody would have picked Ebola." And that's the nature of these things. It just they literally
because it was
flare
at
up
that point it was just another disease in Africa.
Yeah, and that is true. But one of the things that has caused this from a political standpoint? Look, neither one of us are physicians. We only know what we read. We try to pick out. We try to tease.
I know the difference between mercurochrome and iodine. That's it.
I never did know that difference. Mr. Smarty Pants. But I do understand the politics of it. And one of the issues is that that elected officials or public officials get into the most trouble, not necessarily legal trouble, but political trouble, when something happens that they do something or don't do something that sort of crystallizes what people thought about them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So as the country has been building in this theory that President Obama is largely disconnected, he just doesn't want to get out in front of anything, he's afraid to make a wrong decision, so he doesn't make any decision, and lo and behold, here comes this Ebola, and sitting on his hands was exactly what people thought, and lo and behold, it came true. So it crystallizes what people were thinking anyway.
Well, they don't know whether to believe that he's incompetent or just unconnected, just disengaged.
Well, those are mutually exclusive.
No, but I know, but I'm just saying people who like him, who voted for him, who really, really, really believe in him, they're starting to believe those two things. And that's what's happening. I mean, but you know this Ebola thing. I remember when Ebola broke out 10 years ago, 15 years ago in Africa. I had a friend, a young lady who was grew up with my daughter. She was going to go to Africa to work as a missionary, and I said, "Be careful over there. They've got that Ebola thing over there, and it's bad." You know, but it never occurred to me that I was in danger or anything like this. Think about what one person coming to the United States with Ebola has done. How when you look at the planes, trains, and automobiles, and the people and everything from one person lying to get into the country with Ebola, in their background. Look what that's done. One person.
Yeah, well, that's look what happened when one guy tried to light his sneakers on fire.
Right, right, exactly.
The sneaker bomber.
Right.
I mean, that changed everything.
So, what do you think this is right now?
Well, I think. I have no idea where the actual disease is. I suspect we will have more cases, only because there's 315 million of us, and we all travel all over the, not all of us, but so many of us travel all over the world. I do think this whole business of whether there should be at least a visa ban, if not a full-on travel ban, is gathering steam, and I think if not medically necessary, it will be politically necessary between now and Election Day, 2 weeks down the road, for the president to say, well, the experts have convinced me that we need to, you know, suspend visas from these countries for the next month. So it doesn't sound quite as onerous as no aircraft whatsoever.
Right.
But it does sound like we're taking some steps to protect ourselves. The problem is we can't track people regular, much less people that come over with Ebola.
Right. I've got a couple more questions about this. I want to ask Rich, and we're going to talk about some other world affairs and a new political appointee. And is that appropriate? How does that make people feel about this administration? 22, right after these messages, right back with Rich Gaylor.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.